everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to an OHL rookie who scored two goals in his first game in the Ontario Hockey League. He was a first-round pick in the 2018 OHL Priority Selection. And after playing one game with two goals, hey, looking for a lot more in his rookie season. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is LA Kings prospect Akil Thomas of the Niagara Ice Dogs. He had quite an opening night himself, as he picked up one goal and four assists for 5 points, and was a +3 back last weekend as the Niagara Ice Dogs opened up with an 8-6 win on the road against the Mississauga Steelheads. Now, as you mentioned, Akil Thomas, a prospect of the Los Angeles Kings, as he was chosen by the Kings in the second round of the 2018 National Hockey League entry draft. Just came back recently from Kings camp after impressing there. Originally a first-round choice of the Niagara Ice Dogs in the 2016 OHL Priority Selection. Meantime, a first-round choice in the 2018 OHL Priority Selection was Cole Perfetti of the Saginaw Spirit. And he started off his OHL career in style, picking up two goals on opening night last Wednesday as the Saginaw Spirit opened up the season with a win on home ice against the Sioux Greyhounds. I chatted with Perfetti about opening night and getting his OHL career underway. Joined by Cole Perfetti of the Saginaw Spirit, and let's talk about last week's game. Opening night, able to put up two goals, help the Spirit to a big win. I'm sure you couldn't have asked for any better way to open up your OHL career.
Yeah, it was everything I could have dreamed of ever since I was little. Anything I could have asked for. It was great to just finally put on that sweater for a regular season game and to win at home against the Sioux and to score and contribute and help the team win. It was amazing. It was a great feeling and something I'll never forget.
I know that was a big game for the returning guys for the Spirit because, of course, they played the Greyhounds in last year's playoff series, and, of course, the Hounds won that one. Was that a little bit of the talk around the room going into that opening night?
There wasn't too much talk, but everyone had a good sense of feeling, knowing like these guys gave a good part of the group a good beating last year in the playoffs, and there wasn't much said, but everyone kind of knew there was a tone in the room like, we got to come out and play strong and just show them that we're the new team, that they're not going to be able to push us around like they did last year a little bit, and that we're gonna take it to them and not sit back on our heels. So there wasn't too much said, but everyone kind of just knew what needed to be done, and I think we showed it.
You've experienced preseason. Now you've experienced the regular season. What is the jump to the OHL like compared to, of course, coming out of minor midget hockey?
Oh, definitely just the speed, the strength. Everyone in this league, their hockey IQ is very good, and everyone's just so strong and so fast that it's really a man's game now. Everyone's so, the speed is just ridiculous. So it's really good and really fun to play at a high-paced game like that and just be engaged at all times. But yeah, definitely just the speed and the strength of the players and the heaviness of the shots and just everyone's smart out here, so they all make smart hockey plays and are great players, so it's a really fun league to play in.
Obviously, as part of getting used to being with the Saginaw Spirits, also since Labor Day or a little bit before, getting used to being a part of that community, and just tell me how the team has really been able to welcome you in, get you set up with billets and school and everything like that. I'm sure it's been busy, but I've got to think that whole region's been very welcoming to you.
Yeah, everyone in Saginaw, they're all great people. The fans, the fans are great people. They care so much for our team, and they really show a lot of love to our team. And then the management group here is top notch. It's got to be one of the best in the league. They're just great people from head to toe in the organization, and just down to heart people who just care for each individual success and team success. So everyone's just so welcoming here, like especially the players. Coming in, I didn't know really too many guys. I knew a couple here and there, but I came in and was kind of quiet here and there. But they made me feel welcome, and they're just a great group of guys, and it makes it really easy playing with these guys because I go to the rink looking forward to having fun with these guys and just looking forward to it. Go to the rink with a smile on my face, have a smile on my face the whole time I'm there, and it's just really good. It's really fun playing with this group, and then obviously my billets. I got to say, they're the best billets I could ever ask for. They're they're amazing, and they do so much for me, and I can't thank them enough. But yeah, from head to toe, this community and organization and everything in between is top notch.
You had a very special year last year with the Vaughan Kings, right to the OHL Cup Championship game. I know that end result didn't go the way you wanted, but you know, I'm sure that was a very special group you had last year.
Yeah, we were a special group. We came close real fast early on in August during training camp, and we didn't really know each other too well, but we came together really fast. And starting with the Titans tournament, we came out strong and just didn't stop from there. We just kept going and showing that what we had and the skill we had and how we could use that and work as a team. And it got us to the OHL Cup Finals. Yeah, obviously we didn't win, but just to get there is an accomplishment in itself. And it was a great group of guys, and I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
That was Cole Perfetti of the Saginaw Spirit. Now how about opening up the new season with a shutout? That's exactly what Hunter Jones of the Peterborough Petes did last week, posting the goose egg on opening night against the Kingston Frontenacs. That performance, along with another victory last weekend against the Ottawa 67s, earned Jones the Vaughan CHL Goaltender of the Week award. He turned aside a total of 75 shots last week as the 18-year-old from Brantford, helping to backstop the Peterborough Petes to two wins to open the season. And with that, the Petes recognized with honorable mention this week in the CHL Top 10 rankings. Once again, the Halifax Mooseheads lead the way across the country, followed at number 2 by the London Knights for the second straight week. Staying at number 5 are the Niagara Ice Dogs, while the Saginaw Spirit come in with the number 9 position. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. This is the second weekend of OHL action. Certainly a lot of exciting happenings around the OHL. Catch up on all the action at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. My name is Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us for OHL News, presented by Bauer.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.